We're delighted to have both Steve Travis and Pastor Leonard Gabache with us today from MAI. And they're going to just share a bit about their work and ministry. It's an organization that as a church we've supported for some time now, more years than I'm aware of. So it's lovely to have them with us today. And before we give in a few moments' time, they're going to share a bit about their work and ministry so that we know what we are giving towards if we didn't already. So would you please make them welcome as they come and share with us now.
Good morning. Well, first of all, just thank you very much to Graham and Gareth for inviting us. Thank you also for all your kind and generous giving in the past, and thank you for your kind and generous giving today and your giving away day. We can only be very grateful for the support of fellowships and communities and the fellowship and community of this church, and also for your prayers for the work of in Embo. So I'm just going to say a little bit about MAI. Then I know that Leonard would like to also give his greetings and say hello to you. We'll then do a little presentation so you can see the sort of work that you're giving to. And then I'm going to ask Leonard a couple of questions to just illustrate a little bit about the work you see in the presentation. So Medic Assist International comes alongside Christians and Christian organisations looking to improve healthcare in low-income countries and low-income contexts. It's looking to get healthcare to the poorest in those communities. The World Health Organization estimate there are 400 million people that cannot reach or basic essential healthcare. And sometimes healthcare is there, but when you're very poor, it's difficult for you to actually get to because you can't afford it. You can't afford the bus fare. And that's one of the situations in Embo, why we work with Embo to build a clinic, and this church contributed to that clinic. So that's what we do, is just come alongside people and saints. I have a great privilege of meeting wonderful saints like Leonard, who humble me about all that they achieve. So Leonard, maybe you say your greetings as well. Just say.
Good morning. Good morning. Greetings from my wife, my family, and the leaders of the church. And thank you for the warmth welcome, and thank you for every prayer support that we receive from the church, and every support that you provide for us. Yeah. It's really humbling.
Yeah. Good. Okay. Thank you. Thanks. So maybe you can show the presentation, and then we'll pop back in a minute or two.
Zitembiso zenkosi, zibiphakade zona, wawuqinisa ngegazi, asithembisa kona. Kudlula izulu nomhlaba, uzibilike izindaba, ngempaka yokwesaba, omethemba uJesu. Yenzayo njengo-Abrahama, bekanga sezulwini. Usibalize thembiso, uqine enkosini. Thembano nguba kumnyama, malunga sekunyazini. Ngoba ngaphezu kwamafu, zikhona izinkanyezi. Thembano nxa usingela, ngenxa yenkolo yakho. Esithandweni somlilo, unawo uThixo wakho. Thembano ungayashiya. Abathandwayo ngoba ngekakushiye uJesu ngaye uyakunqoba. Thembano masekuthini uzowushiya umhlaba Onjengu Jesu elapha yena ayayo japa
Kudlula
kudlule zulu nomhla kuzibelezinta Yebakayo wesaba umethe mayu Jesu
listening to that song. But then, what is the song about? It's all in Zulu there. What are they singing about?
Well, basically the song says Jesus is with you in times of darkness. So as a church, this is what we are trying to provide to show our community unconditional love of Christ.
And in the presentation there was a lady called Maureen, and she felt that unconditional love of Christ. She was in a place of darkness, and then she said the caregivers, in the quote there, she said the caregivers have such good hearts, I thank God for them. What is Maureen's story? Why was she thanking God for the caregivers?
Well, Maureen was bedridden for the past 3 years. It is then we receive a call from one of the community members phoning one of our caregivers, asking if we can work alongside Maureen's health status. So when she arrived there, Maureen was bedridden, losing hope for her life, also in fear of what would happen to her children. Then the caregiver provide nursing care. She also called for a professional nurse, because our program is led by a professional nurse, I mean, who refer Maureen to the hospital where Maureen got treatment for HIV and AIDS. The time Maureen started to be engaged to this treatment, she also have other side effects, because it's what the treatment does sometimes. So she had a liver failure. She was admitted at the hospital. It is then the caregiver took care of Maureen's children while she was at the hospital. Yes, and then after a period of time, Maureen was up and running.
Mm. So Nyane, the caregiver, her caregiver, was caring for her for how long?
3 years.
3 years?
Yes, yeah.
And how long was she bedridden? How long was she actually in the house? She couldn't move out of the house. How long did that care take?
It was actually 2 years.
Okay, and so 3 years. What was the third year? Why did she? She's up about. She's well. What's that about? The third year.
Right.
Why was she there?
Well, she was up in her feet, but I mean the caregiver discovered that Maureen had other emotional challenges, like her husband left her, staying with another lady in town. It is then the caregiver walked alongside Maureen to provide counseling and prayer support and so on. So that's the reason it takes so long, because what we do, we walk alongside the client or the patient until we are confident that he or she is fit enough. She's living a positive life. Mm. Maureen now was confident to even share to radio of her status to other ladies with a similar situation.
Mm. That's great. So there are 10 caregivers working as under that senior nurse. Some work for the government, and 5 are working with Leonard's Church, from Leonard's Church. And each month they're caring for around 100 people in different stages of that continuum. Some are being in bed and bedridden and needing a lot of intensive time and care. And others are up, but they're still learning to live with and live positively with HIV. The caregivers just walk with them patiently, just like Christ walking along the road with them, until they say, I'm fine, I don't need you to be caring and supporting me in the same way. So we'll end it there, I think. Would you like any prayers?
Thanks so much. Above all, we can, I believe we can help our community. We can see the lives changed, you know, health-wise. But above all, we need spiritual change in the lives of people. There is so much spirit of ancestor belief in my community. It is the reason we have so much of witch daughters, traditional healers. So I would really ask you guys if you can please pray for life changed spiritually in the lives of our community, because at one stage eventually we will die and we want to meet Christ Jesus.
Mm. And just that Maureen now, is she going to church now?
She's a wonderful testimony. She comes to church. She attends church regularly. She's a wonderful testimony to other people, to other new believers.
Mm, great. Thanks, Leonard. Thank you. So if you'd like more information about a little bit, a reminder, there's a leaflet like this outside on the table about the work of the community caregivers. And then there's a little brochure like this, which is more about the work of, this is like our last newsletter, and tells a little bit more about the projects of MAI. Thank you very much.
Leonard, do you want to come back? we ended session with a request for prayer, and I'm sure that's something we can meet, isn't it? So about half the church agree. So so let's we're going to spend some time in prayer in its kind of wider form for ourselves and for others. Let's begin, as we've just heard so much inspiring information, with praying for the work of MAI and praying for Leonard's community. So shall we pray together? Father, we give you praise and glory for the good news stories that we have heard. And we thank you that what we've heard replicates the ministry of the Lord Jesus, speaking words of hope that change lives, but always equally seeking to minister to real present need. And we thank you for that wonderful balance in this ministry and that Jesus-centeredness that it reflects. And we want to pray for Pastor Leonard and the church that he pastors. We pray, Father, that that church would flourish and would grow. Not that it would be famous as an institution, but that the reach of its ministry to transform lives and communities might extend. And we pray that the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ would come in fuller measure in that church and in that community. We pray for the wider work of MAI and all that they're seeking to do to relieve hardship and relieve sickness and bring freedom from pain and healing to those that are distressed. And Father, we ask that you would minister provision for this work, that as your name it seeks to be reflected and honoured, you would provide and you would direct this organisation that they might be, in very real terms, both the mouth but also the hands and feet of the Lord Jesus across the world. So would you bless this ministry, Lord, and would you effect change through it? And we specifically want to engage with the prayer request that Pastor Leonard has given us. And we pray, Father, yes, we pray for bodies and minds to be healed and restored. We know that is your heart. But above all else, we pray for freedom and liberation from people's minds and souls from the chains of pagan rituals and the worship of ancestors. We pray for freedom in Jesus' name. We come against those spirits in the mighty name of Jesus. And we pray liberation and freedom for that community and others like it. And we pray, therefore, that that you would prosper that work and that you would pour out your blessing upon that community to vindicate your word and your works. We entrust these dear people and this wonderful ministry into your hands, loving God. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you. Just continue in prayer, stretching our thoughts and reflections a little wider. Lord, we place into your hands the escalating situation in Syria. Recognize in a group such as this there'll be differing views as to the right way to proceed on the geopolitical scale. But Lord, we ask, all of us are united in asking for an end to hardship and suffering and for peace to come in that land. We pray for your blessing upon those that are seeking to relieve hardship, those that are seeking to minister medical assistance, those that are seeking to feed the hungry, those that are supporting those that have fled as refugees. We ask for your hand of blessing on all those endeavours. But above all, Father, we ask for reconciliation and peace and justice and again freedom for that nation of Syria. For your church, Lord, we pray, whether it's located in comfortable communities like this where we're not afraid of anybody barging in and rounding us up and arresting us, or whether it's fellowships where even at this very minute people quake with fear just for seeking to worship the Lord Jesus. We pray that you would strengthen your church, that it might be a vibrant witness to the living Lord Jesus, that more and more your church might reflect in every community that wonderful balance we see in the Lord Jesus of speaking the word of truth and ministering acts of compassion. We know that that if we divorce one from the other, we are in heresy, Lord. So keep us from that error. Help us, Lord, to reflect the ministry of Jesus in the life of your church, in this place particularly. pray for our local community, people that we know and love living nearby, whose needs we may be aware of, but equally we may be oblivious to. We pray for this community of Little Over. We pray for its welfare. We thank you for its relative peace. We pray that would be sustained. Think about the spate of burglaries towards the bottom of Little Over. And we pray for the police that you would grant them wisdom and insight, that people's suffering may not continue and that fear would be ended. And we pray for people in our circle of influence that we're aware of that are struggling at this time. And again, in the quietness, we lift them before you, Lord, seeking your hand of blessing and help upon each one. And for ourselves, Lord, we pray also. We bring you our needs, not afraid to ask you for what is needful for us, especially at the minute. But above all, praying that you would pour out your Spirit upon us, that we might be shaped and moulded and refined into the life and character of the Lord Jesus Christ. We ask that and all our prayers for his glory and honour. Amen.